Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
America has a normalcy bias. We've been trained to basically accept anything and everything out of these tyrants. But like putting paper on a hot stove, it'll brown, it'll crackle, it'll finally flash into flames. We are now reaching the flash point event horizon. I'll be quite frank. I don't have butterflies. I am physically ill thinking about Bill Ayers coming on in the next segment. I just know his whole MO. I know the whole program. And I know he'll just come on here and deny he works for the big mega rich to screw everybody over. God almighty. Like Obama and Obamacare meant to savage the hell out of poor people. I'm just so sick of these people. God almighty. It'd be bad enough if they were just dumb communists, but they're not. They know full well what they're doing. They decided to cheat humanity. They decided to screw everyone over. Let's play a great American who just died last year. Larry Grathwald, Vietnam veteran, Green Beret, 101st Airborne Division, former FBI Weather Underground informant who quoted Obama, confidant and former leader of the Weather Underground, is stating that those Americans who could not be reeducated in communist camps or the revolution will be eliminated in Mao cultural revolution style. And he wrote the book, Bringing Down America, and he's dead. Larry, 101st, blogspot.com. Let's go to a clip of a man speaking from the grave.
They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982, the documentary No Place to Hide. And I have been in the room with high-level communists that I didn't know were communists that I got down here to interview. Famous people. I'm not getting into it. Rob Dew witnessed it once. And that same crap started coming out of their mouth. And that we better join them and stuff. Too bad. We got guns. Second Amendment. Doesn't matter how big a tyranny you bring in. No matter how many false flags. Even if you get the Civil War kicked off with the police to wipe them out and wipe most of us out. We're not stupid. We've got your game. Denying your program doesn't work anymore with us. So just be advised. Be advised big time that we know what's going on and we're warning people. And we're going to continue to warn people and we've got the jump on you. If we go through this, though, it's going to make some of the major wars and things that have happened in this country before the Civil War look like a shadow of what's coming in this country. The entire Homeland Security apparatus is now focused on the counter-revolution. Gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, patriots. Hard-working people that make this country operate and run. They thought it couldn't happen in Germany or Russia or China or 100 other countries. Plus, we think it can't happen here. Baby, it is happening. Our borders are gone. Our country is being bankrupted by design. World planetary fascist government with a bunch of communists under it is taking hold. just as Gary Allen warned in 1972, and none dare call it conspiracy.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pests they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
A bomb exploded early this morning in the Pentagon, and left-wing terrorists telephoned newspapers to say they were responsible.
At midday, the Associated Press got a phone call from a man saying he was with the Weather Underground and that bombs would explode at the Departments of Interior and Agriculture and the Smithsonian before the day was out.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
Credit for the Capitol bombing was claimed in a letter received by the Associated Press today, signed by the Weather Underground.
The explosion destroyed one of the Pentagon's 140 women's restrooms and blasted out a wall on the fourth floor.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast, and I've got to hand it to him, joining us here on the 20th day of January 2015 on this Tuesday, Bill Ayers. You can say what you want about him. He is more than happy to go out and debate people that I guess he disagrees with, and he's the former head of the Weather Underground, distinguished professor of education and senior university scholar at the University of Illinois at Chicago. I'm not going to go over all the things that he's been involved in. Ayers has written extensively about social justice, democracy and education, the cultural context of schooling and teaching, as an essential intellectual, ethical, and political enterprise. He is a former vice president of the curriculum division of the American Educational Research Association, a member of the executive committee of AERA Council. His articles have appeared in the Harvard Educational Review. I'm not going to go over all of it. BillAyers.org. And I think what I want to do today is just let him have the floor the first 3, 4, 5 minutes and say what he has to say, because we were reached out to first by some of his people, and I'm glad this discussion or debate is now finally happening. They wanted to talk about Common Core, education, things like that. That's fine. I want to get into Obama and the legacy. I mean, I know Ayers was his mentor. I think Obama even lived with him for a while, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. And so, I mean, is Obama the messianic socialist leader they thought would come, or will that be another? I mean, was Mao the Messiah? Was it Lenin? Was it Stalin? I want to understand this. So Bill Ayers joins us. We'll also ask him about Larry Grathwall, the FBI informant, and that clip you just heard. You know, does he say that's true, or is that not true? So, Bill Ayers, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Again, BillAyers.org.
Thank you very much.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, let me correct a couple of things. One, I don't have any people who could have reached out to you because I'm just a retired professor, and I write, and I take care of my grandchildren, but...
Well, how did you end up getting on the show? Because I just remember months ago.
I have no idea. Somebody called me and said, would you do it? And I said, sure. That's number one. Number two, I was never the leader of the Weather Underground. I was one of the people who founded the faction within Students for a Democratic Society that became the Weather Underground. Number three, I was never a mentor to Barack Obama. He certainly never lived with me. He was a guy around the neighborhood. He's somebody I knew for many years. And I know it's been a big... trope among some people on the right that somehow Barack Obama is not what he appears. He's got this black nationalist minister, Jeremiah Wright. He's got this Palestinian friend, and he's got me, who apparently ghost wrote his books. All of that is false. It's all silly, and if you just take a minute to think about it, it's somewhat ridiculous. So do you want to talk about Obama, the past, history, education? Where do you want to begin, Alex?
Well, first off, because I don't want to get sidetracked on minutia, I think you were here in town a while back from memory, and then wanted to...
What town are you in?
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I was in Austin not so long ago.
And I think it was one of the people that brought you then that contacted us and said, hey, would you want to debate him? And we're like, oh, yeah, that's going to happen. So that's cleared up there.
Okay, all right, good.
But all of that aside here, then let me just start with communism itself, because... Most communists say they're socialist, but then when you get around them in person, they start telling you about violent overthrows and the plan to take over. Do you endorse the type of communism we saw in Russia, in China, or how would you really describe yourself?
Well, the answer to your question is no. But, you know, I've been a person who my whole life as an educator, I've opposed the notion of labeling people in a simple-minded way. But, yes, I am opposed to capitalism. I think capitalism is a predatory system. I think it's a system that leads to racism, exploitation, etc. So, yes, I'm anti-capitalist, and I am in favor of participatory democracy, which has been true my entire adult life. And that includes global democracy, and it includes economic democracy. So, yes, all of those things are true. I wouldn't, if you want to put a label on me, it's kind of complicated because I would say on the First Amendment, I'm a fundamentalist. I am fundamentally in favor of the First Amendment. On the question of the economy, I tend towards socialism of a democratic nature. In terms of the government, I'm more of an anarchist or a left libertarian than anything else. So it's hard to put a single label and say, well, this is what you represent. No, it's not true, but I am definitely, I believe that we need more democracy. In any democracy, the solution to our problems is more democracy, more participation. So that's what I fight for.
Let's come at it from this angle then. Have you changed, or how have your views changed since you were one of the core people in the Weather Underground versus 2015?
Well, I mean, I'm now 70 years old, so of course I've changed. I change every day, as you do, and all of us change. But in terms of fundamental values, I am deeply opposed to war. I'm deeply opposed to imperialism. I'm deeply opposed to white supremacy. I've been an ally of and fighter for the Black Freedom Movement and for anti-colonial struggles. So in that sense, I haven't changed. I think the wars that we're involved in now are catastrophic, not just for the rest of the world, but for America itself. And I think that we should, in that sense, I don't know where you stand on any of these issues. I've never talked to you. I've never, read anything you've written. I've never heard your show. But I'm wondering, are you closer to Rand Paul when it comes to militarism, or are you closer to John McCain?
Oh, I'd be Ron Paul. So you've got Ron Paul over on the libertarian end. You've got his son, unfortunately, moving towards the middle. And you've got John McCain completely mentally ill and insane.
Well, exactly. So in that sense, we have a point of unity, because I think we should close all foreign military bases, as Rand Paul does. I think that we should downsize the Pentagon by about 90%. I think we should stop the war industry. I think we should stop arming the dictators and petty fascists all over the world. I think we should become a nation among nations, not the uber nation, not the controller of everything. So in that sense, Alex, we've already found a point of unity.
What is your view of Barack Obama then?
I've always had the same view of Barack Obama as long as I've known him. I've known him for a long, long time. Barack Obama, as he said of himself in the 2008 campaign, and as he said, as he's defined himself all through his political life, he says of himself, I'm a moderate, middle-of-the-road, pragmatic, compromising politician. That's who he said he is. That's who he is. The right wing looked at him and said, no, he's not that. What he is instead is a secret Muslim who pals around with terrorists and has socialist ideas. I have yet to see a socialist idea come out of Barack Obama.
Are you kidding? You're talking about free community college and open borders?
Let me just say, the left wing looked at Obama and said, I think he's winking in my direction. But it wasn't true. Obama is a moderate, middle-of-the-road, pragmatic politician. That's who he said he was. That's who he is. Now,
sure.
He has a record for 7 years. You can examine his record. You don't have to.
Sure. Hey, Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers is our guest, Professor Ayers. Look, very good tactics about getting a point of unity. Why, if you were a Green Beret in a village with the village elders having a debate, you'd find that first point of unity, common ground. In a month, you'd have them fighting for you. And I understand that, but you're not a Green Beret. You fight for a different army. Who funds you? Because I've read you're connected to the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, and others. Have you ever got any funding from those guys?
Never, and I don't even know what that means. Who funds me? I'm a retired professor. I live modestly like other retired professors. I'm not sure what
you're saying. There's not a CIA program back to the 50s to fund liberation theology that I know you're fully aware of at university campuses.
I hear your paranoia eking through, but I don't know what you're talking about. Liberation theology has nothing to do with campuses. It's a movement within the Catholic Church. Is it a left-wing movement in the Catholic Church? Yes, it is. Does it come out of Brazil? It does. Does Pope Francis, to some extent, is he some extent influenced by that? Apparently he is.
Oh, boy.
That has to do with me.
Are you excited about Pope Francis and his liberation theology?
It's hard for me to get excited about a pope. I know that for those of you who are Catholic, he's infallible, so I guess the Catholics must be excited about him. I think that when he says, who am I to judge, and when he opens himself to the possibility of greater freedom for women, I think those are good things.
And, of course, carbon taxes for George Soros, though.
I'm not sure what that means, Alex. I mean, I know you've got a big paranoid background that's somewhere bubbling up, but I don't
understand. I thought you don't know who I am. Hold on a minute. A big paranoid background. Mao killed 84 million people, according to the Chinese government. The CIA says 60 million. Are you saying that I shouldn't be worried about communism?
I didn't say that at all. You said something about George Soros. I don't know anything about George Soros.
So all right, let me ask you this.
I don't know what you're drawing on. So
you know nothing about George Soros.
I said, when you say this is a George Soros connection to Pope Francis, I don't know what you're
saying.
No, talking.
I wasn't saying that. I was about to get into asking you about George Soros, who is funding liberation theology.
Does George Soros support liberation theology? I have no idea. I don't know much about liberation theology, and I know nothing about George Soros except what I read occasionally in the newspapers.
Well, I mean, community organizing, stirring up groups, that's basically domestic liberation theology. Reverend Wright was a liberator.
Dude, slow down.
That's liberation theology.
Community organizing is stirring up groups. What's wrong with community organizing?
Well, no, that's a name. Radicalizing people has then been named community organizing and is funded by the big billionaires to destabilize. Well, listen, I want you to have a counterpoint to that when we come back. Bill Ayers is our guest. It is very interesting. BillAyers.org. Stay with us.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bill Ayers is our guest. This is a short 6-minute segment, a long 18-minute segment's coming up, so we can really get into a serious discussion. If he's up for it, we'll open the phones up, so I guess supporters and detractors can call in. Here's where I stand, Professor Ayers. I don't know if you've read None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. I read that book back when I was like 14 years old. Since then, pretty much all of it has been proven to be accurate from my perspective, where ultra-rich crony capitalists fund socialist and communist movements, but also fascist movements, because they like to deal with command and control systems with domesticated populations. And I think that history's shown that collectivism delivers hell on earth and forced work camps. Now, that's why I disagree with you fundamentally. And I guess you believe that we have a real form of capitalism, and you disagree with that. I don't believe we have capitalism. I believe we have fascism sitting on top of a socialist management system, and that the left-right paradigm that's taught is a fraud. What do you say?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I think that I agree with you. I'm against forced work camps. I'm against slavery. I'm against nuclear holocaust. I'm against military bases abroad. That I understand. I don't know what you're talking about crony. I know finance capitalism is one of the great dangers in the world today, but I don't know what you mean about them funding socialists. What socialists have they funded? And if you say, well, they funded Barack Obama, I see no evidence that Barack Obama is a socialist in any sense at all.
It's been declassified that the CIA did indeed put Mao Zedong into power in 1949.
Where do you find that? That's fascinating.
History Channel, but it was previously declassified.
I've never heard of that, but that's fascinating. And Mao Zedong is no hero of mine, so there we are. I mean, you've got these great theories, but I don't know. We're not talking in the same language because I don't know what you're talking
about.
Well,
exactly. You're speaking academia speech where you're this nice, mild-mannered guy, and you're there with your significant other, Bernadine Dorn. I guess you guys were never involved in any bombings or anything, right?
No, that's not true. We were involved in trying to stop the murder of 6,000 people a week by our government that dragged on for 10 years. I was involved in nonviolent sit-ins. I was involved in all kinds of tactics that were legal. And eventually we did turn to what I would call extreme vandalism. We destroyed property to raise a screaming opposition to the murder of 6,000 people.
You didn't bomb police officers or blind police officers?
Not at all. Nothing like that ever happened. I know it's part of the narrative of the right, but it's just not true.
Really? So Weatherman bombs never wounded police?
I'm sorry?
Weatherman bombs never wounded police?
Never.
Because you know what I'm going to do with all this. We're going to take this live interview and then take clips of what you're saying and then show them throughout. That's the whole point.
I don't know what you're talking about because we were involved. I was underground for 11 years. The Weather Underground was very active between 1970 and 75. Our government, people like John McCain, killed 6,000 people a week for 10 years, and we engaged in illegal, some would say, ill-advised, crossing lines of legality and maybe common sense. We were involved in extreme acts of vandalism to destroy property to raise a screaming alarm against
war. Sure. They claim that Tim McVeigh was angry about Waco and blew up that building. The evidence shows it's a false flag to blame the right, but expanding on that.
I don't know what you're talking about Waco. I'm not sure what you're
I'm asking you, do you think it was okay what McVeigh did?
Absolutely not. He murdered people, innocent people, in the federal building. Absolutely not. We never did that, and we never murdered anybody. So that's what McVeigh did was horrendous.
Was Larry Grathwald, I heard he tried to debate you. Have you ever debated him?
No, and never. And he's passed away now, but Larry Grathwald was a pathological liar, a paid informant of the FBI. I don't know if you're a fan of the FBI, but Larry Grathwald was paid to lie, and none of what he said was true or has ever been proven to be true.
Well, I'm not a fan of a lot of stuff the FBI has done, but it's pretty much a creature of whoever runs the Justice Department and the White House, but I'm certainly not a fan of communists.
So Larry Grathwald is a creature of the Justice Department, correct?
Of the Justice Department he was under, but I think there's good people and bad people in there is what I'm saying.
Justice Department, or do you not like that Justice Department?
I believe that when you guys recruited him and reportedly tried to get him to train you in military tactics, I mean, I think it was good to stop violence.
None of that is true. Larry Grathwald hung around SDS. Everybody thought he was a cop. It turns out he wasn't a cop. He was simply a paid informant, paid to lie, and that's what he did. None of what he said ever resulted in anything. So the fact that he tried to make a second career out of himself is ludicrous. He was not a truthful person. He never told the truth, and he never stood for anything except let me get a little money to lie for the
justice. We got to go to break. Come back. You can finish responding to that. Give us your view on education, Common Core, and more. BillAyers.org. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I thought Bill Ayers was with us till the end of the hour. He's got to go at 50 after now, or maybe he always did. We'll have time to take a few phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from some Bill Ayers supporters. We don't screen your calls, just your name and where you're calling from and how you're listening. If you support this guy, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you've got a serious question and don't support him, it's wide open, 800-259-9231. Look, I don't want to waste our time here with a he said, she said. I go to your website, BillAyers.org. And there's a red star on a black background up there. Looks pretty Maoist to me. You say you didn't like Mao. Was Larry Graswald wrong that you guys followed a Maoist cultural revolution style system at the Weatherman?
Yeah, he was wrong and he was lying. But the red star on the black background is also the signet for Heineken beer and Macy's. So be careful what you worry about. But here's the thing.
Oh, come on, man. You're a famous commie. But just admit it. You love Lenin.
First of all, I'm not famous. Secondly, I don't know what you meant when you said Bill Ayers supporters call in. We haven't had one substantive exchange, you and me. So I don't know what one would think to be a supporter. You mean if somebody has read one of my books and has something to say about it? We haven't talked about anything substantive.
Okay, well, you're setting and defining things like MSNBC saying parents, your kids don't belong to you. Let me ask you this question. Do you support abortion?
Wait, when did I say that? When did I say parents don't belong to their kids?
I said MSNBC said that.
No, they did not. What are you talking about?
We need to break through this view that, you know, kids belong to their parents and that they actually belong to the wider community.
I'm so bewildered about what you're talking about. Let's talk about the question of whether kids belong to their parents. If a kid is being, let's just talk about that. In general, I think yes, indeed. Children and their parents and their families are sacred, sacrosanct, absolutely. But if a parent is raping the child, the community has an interest in stopping that. Do you agree with that?
Yes, so you agree with Melissa Harris Perry.
I'm not sure.
Or you disagree with her.
Wait a minute, about what?
Well, that's her statement about the kids. The point is, we know all communist systems try to take over the kids.
Free question. If a parent is raping a child, does the community have an interest in
the local community, but not the central communitarian?
Okay, that's fine. I'm with you. The local community has an interest. But I'm not sure what the big distinction is, but you and I then agree. The child and the parent
sure.
and the family is sacrosanct unless something horrendous is
unless
happening.
We need what do you think about Obama wanting a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military and having youth brigades chanting his name?
I didn't know he was doing that, but I'm opposed to all domestic security forces. I'm opposed to the U.S. military. I'm opposed to the massive militaristic nature of the society, including surveillance, mass incarceration,
sure.
The militarization of the police, all of that I'm opposed to.
What do you think, Bill Ayers, of our government with NATO, or maybe you disagree, arming al-Qaeda, renaming them ISIS to turn them loose on Syria and murder hundreds of thousands?
You know, I've always been opposed to the U.S. arming al-Qaeda, which they did in their fight against the Soviet Union. The al-Qaeda is a creation of the United States.
Yes.
And now they've created ISIS, and all these invasions, including the Bush-Cheney invasion of Iraq, have been mindless and stupid, and they've caused nothing but grief in the world and in the United States.
Well, I'll say this. We have a big video out today that's going viral where we expose American Sniper as a giant hoax. So just so you know where I'm coming from, I attack everything I see as baloney. So I agree, there's right-wing tyranny, there's left-wing tyranny.
I attack everything I see as baloney as well. And right now I'm feeling like you're the biggest baloney here. I don't understand. Do I support Melissa Harris Perry? What is that? I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's like the mouth of Sauron, MSNBC. You're like a real celebrity over there, and so that's the kind of stuff they're saying.
You're absolutely mistaken. I am not a celebrity anywhere, but certainly not on MSNBC.
That is pure bull. You are almost like a Christ-like figure in the circles of hardcore commies.
Show me some evidence of that, Alex. That's so fascinating. I feel like I'm just sitting here in my home trying to write something this morning. I'm suddenly having a conversation with you, and you're bringing up these gigantic categoricals. I have no idea what you're referring to.
Sure. Let me just play Melissa Harris Perry for you in a promo they still air. They've been airing this for 3 years. Here it is.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
So do you agree with that or disagree with the lean forward Marxist-Leninist statement?
I only got a little piece of that because I was talking, but I'll once again give you the example and you tell me if you agree.
No, we've already been over that. Let me ask you this key question. Are you aware that IBM and the eugenicist movement funded much of the modern left and Margaret Sanger, who got awards from Hitler, gave awards from Hitler, and the whole Great Society was a plan to take over black communities and exterminate them because they're, quote, weeds?
Well, I know that the eugenicist movement and Margaret Sanger and Hitler and a large part of the American society were eugenicists, and academics were eugenicists, and I think it's all part of a very heinous part of human history and the human condition.
Well, I agree with you. And from our research, the left represents the core vestigial movement And at its base, it's eugenical. Maybe you never got that high in the power structure, but that's what it is.
I had no idea, but this is news to me. I have no idea what you're referring to. I don't know that the left, I mean, to me, the Hitler and the right wing notion of racial superiority and white supremacy
sure.
has never been, you know, a core value of the left. So again, I don't accept your premise. I don't know what you're referring to.
The reason some of what I say to you, you know about, makes sense, and other stuff you say sounds like total baloney is because I am outside the box, and I'm trying to transcend all these labels. Hitler called himself a national socialist, but I would agree with you that he had right-wing aspects, but only within the left-right paradigm. As Curl Quigley wrote, have you read Tragedy and Hope by Curl Quigley?
No, I have not.
That's Bill Clinton's top mentor in his words.
I have no idea.
He wrote an unofficial secret history for the State Department so their section chiefs could understand why they were funding fascists and communists and totalitarians, and he admits in the 1,100-page book how the whole game works. I mean, clearly, big corporations try to control the left and right, right?
I don't know much about Bill Clinton, but I've never been a supporter of Bill Clinton. And so, again, you're trying to make some connection that I'm not following. I haven't read the book. I don't know he was Clinton's advisor. I've never been an admirer of Bill Clinton.
Sure.
And
I'm trying to get at the fact that there are robber barons funding socialist and communist movements from Arm & Hammer to people like George Soros, who just got caught spending $33 million trying to hype up the Ferguson protest. Are you aware of that?
I am not. I am not. And George Soros, again, I know nothing about George Soros, but the idea that somehow big capitalists are funding movements that would want to overthrow them seems preposterous to me. But again, you're crashing through the lies, so maybe you know something I don't know, but I don't know it. So asking me about it is if I'm an expert on it, I have no idea what you're referring to.
Well, here's the deal. The system promotes communism or socialism as the only way to rebel against corrupt forms of capitalism, and I just think that's a total fraud, and I'm sick of it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's true, and I think that most systems, and certainly the American government, hates dissent, despises dissent, and does everything it can do to ruin it, to wreck it, to reframe it. And so, no, I don't accept the terms that are given to me by the ruling class or by the 1%. I don't accept it.
Sure. Well, I found that communism is historically least tolerant of free speech than capitalism, though I agree capitalism is degenerating into a fascist corporatist model right now.
I think that's probably true. There are all kinds of indications of fascism, including the intolerance of dissent and including the suppression of free speech and including the linkage of corporations with government, which has gone so far that we have very little left of a participatory system, very little. It's mostly controlled by big money, and big money is, I mean, you know, yesterday there was a great celebration for voting rights and the movie Selma and so on, but the reality is that voting rights have been dismantled in this country by the wealthy.
But if you notice, the 0.1% that control most of the wealth in the world get their money from government deals, insider deals, government bailouts, and they're the ones pushing higher taxes on the middle class, Warren Buffett and other dirtbags. Don't you know they're funding leftist foundations across the board and want a limited leftist movement to domesticate the public?
I don't consider these foundations leftist foundations, but I do think that the Ford Foundation, the Gates Foundation, the Broad Foundation, all of these people are right-wing, absolutely. So I agree with you on that. And I think that government, this is a government that supports the big finance capitalist class. There's no question in my mind that the government is run by Wall Street. That's who runs it.
But I'm saying they're creating a monopoly so you can't call it capitalist, and I'm not saying the foundations are right-wing or left-wing. They push fake left-wing ideology as a form of domestication.
I don't see any fake left-wing ideology. You take the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation, you know, funds mostly horrible, controlling, racist kinds of things.
Foundation wants the open borders. What do you think of Obama acting unilaterally more and more, not even executive orders, but just doing whatever he wants?
I don't know what, again, what are you referring to? For example,
open borders, the power plants.
I don't think he's done anything about open borders. I think the idea, for example, of opening to Cuba, which he did unilaterally, was a good thing. I think it should have happened 50 years ago. I think the idea that somehow the United States has gained anything by trying to destroy Cuba, all that has hurt the Cuban people and isolated them from the possibility of new ideas and new developments. I think it's great that that the United States now has an open door to Cuba, and Marco Rubio can have a conniption fit if he wants, but it doesn't mean anything. The fact is,
sure,
it's not a danger to the United States. I think they should close Guantanamo, as long as I'm talking about Cuba. I think that Guantanamo was a massive mistake from the beginning. It's expensive. It's stupid. It makes no sense.
Sure.
Nothing should happen.
Let me do this. I want to go to some phone calls while we've got you. BillAyers.org. You can find his books and other things there. I think there's a culture clash here because we're not in the controlled left or controlled right paradigm. I mean, I am a feminist in that I want women to all be trained how to use firearms. That's right. Let me guess, you don't want the citizens to have weapons, right?
No, that's not true. But I'm a feminist in the sense that I think women should be paid equally for equal work and have the right to control their
bodies. Sure, should women be able to own guns?
Oh, absolutely.
Why oh, good. Not? So you're not for taking the guns like Chicago's done?
Never have been. I don't know what you're referring to.
So you're an old-fashioned type commie. You believe in raising that AK-47.
Either we should go one of two directions. We should either disarm everybody, starting with the most massive military establishment ever established on Earth, and that's the U.S. military. We could disarm them, disarm the police, disarm everybody, or we should go the other direction and arm the homeless, which is, I think, would be a great thing. I think there are a lot of good people among the homeless. Why not have them all get a little stuck?
I think there's a lot. I think you find mainly, and I'm sad for homeless, I try to help them, but most of them are schizophrenic drug addicts.
Well, good Lord. Then why aren't they getting help?
I bet you $10,000 you can come to Austin with me, and if 90% of the homeless aren't mentally ill people dumped out of facilities, who I feel sorry for, or aren't total drug addicts, I'll give you $10,000. I mean, everybody knows they're mainly mentally ill.
Would we count on you to be the diagnostician? I'd be a little suspicious just from the last.
No, we can bring like three random people with us. I mean, the person's muttering to themselves and talking to themselves. I mean, obviously they're completely out of their minds. I mean, you know most of homeless people.
Listen, you've been muttering to yourself for the last 45 minutes. But
good one.
But listen, Alex.
Should I be locked up like the Soviets would do? Because am I mentally ill?
If they are mentally ill on the streets of Austin, shouldn't they get some help from the community? Shouldn't we allow them to get treatment?
Absolutely. I'm all for that. But you notice the welfare system always gets sucked up by the corporations. I want to go to some phone calls while we've got you here. We don't have you very long, maybe 5-6 more minutes. We appreciate Bill Ayers joining us. I got to say, I agree with more of what Bill Ayers says than what Obama says, which is frightening. Bill Ayers says, arm the women.
Absolutely.
Arm them. Yeah.
Arm the homeless. Don't forget, arm the homeless.
Then they won't need to arm everybody.
That's right.
I say arm the police. Everybody can have weapons. And if they have tanks, I have tanks.
Buddy.
I got to have my guns when the commies come. Let's talk to Gary. Gary in Pennsylvania, you're up first. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Bill. I just wanted to ask you just a quick question, maybe get a few bullet points on what your definition in your own words and opinion of the difference between socialism and communism, just of what you believe in.
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, for me, if you read, for example, the Communist Manifesto, there's a lot in there that you would find you agree with. The Communist Manifesto is not a plan for state communism. It's not a plan to overthrow the government. It's not a playbook for communist revolution. What it is mainly a praise song for capitalism. It basically says in the historical sweep of nations, the rise of capitalism is the most productive force that's ever been made, and it's going to exhaust itself. I think that the communism socialism of the 20th century was catastrophic for humanity. I think the socialism of the 21st century in Europe is inadequate and in many ways feeds the corporate culture. I think we need participatory democracy, and that includes participatory economic democracy. That is, these are communities.
Socialism is a stagnant, rotten cesspit that lets special interests control big pools of money. That's why big money always is backing limited socialism, and I'm glad you just basically admitted that it's all nothing but a corporate welfare system that then controls the population. Gary, thank you.
In Europe, yes, Alex, that's what I said.
Yeah, and no, it's
never happened that before. I don't think you should be surprised. If you've ever read anything I've written, I write about these kinds of things all the time.
Well, folks can read your website. Let's rush to some more calls here. Let's go ahead and go to Ray in Iowa. Go ahead, you're on the air with the Grand Weatherman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air with the Grand Poobah.
Well, I had a question for Mr. Bel Air. I wanted to find out if he had ever seen a film by Joel Gilbert called Dreams of My Real Father, and if so, what was his take on that film, and how did he feel about it?
I've not seen it, and I've never heard of it.
Frank Marshall Davis, did you know him?
I never knew Frank Marshall Davis. I read about him in the New York Times.
So Barack never told you that was his pappy?
I knew Barack Obama about as well as thousands and thousands of other people. It's not that we weren't intimate friends. We never shared a milkshake with two straws. Never.
All right. Well, nobody ever said you did that. You'd have to be cuddling to be doing that.
Close friends. I was not.
You never dated Barack Obama.
I never dated him. Right.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Tennessee. You're on the air with Bel Air. Go ahead. We got two more calls, and we'll let his lordship go. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys. Good to talk to you, Mr. Ayers. Just a question as far as listening to you talk on the radio. I mean, there's things that we definitely have in common, but there's a lot of things we don't have in common, and I think would help me understand if, just hypothetically, Rand Paul and Hillary Clinton are running for office, which one would you vote for, and what would be your reasonings behind standing behind one or the other?
I wouldn't vote for either one of them, and I'm not a big fan of the Republicans and the Democrats. In fact, I don't think, if you look at history, I don't think that the great man or the great woman is what changes history. If you look at Lyndon Johnson, he was never part of the Black Freedom Movement, but he passed the most far-reaching civil rights legislation since Reconstruction. Franklin Roosevelt was never part of the labor movement, and Abraham Lincoln never belonged to an abolitionist party. What changes history is movements on the ground. I'm more interested in people being active in trying to engage with each other to change the terms of the discussion.
The people are the resistance. We agree on that.
Then who's president? Who's president? You notice, if you go back even in this century, Democrat, Republican, they're pretty much the same. They're not completely the same, but they're pretty much the same.
Well, who would you share a milkshake with, Hillary Clinton or Rand Paul?
You know, I find Hillary Clinton, I could never vote for Hillary Clinton. She's in the pocket of Wall Street. She's a militaristic candidate. And those are the two things that matter most to me. Rand Paul, I agree with him more around the question of militarism. But he also is a Wall Street favorite. So, neither one of them, really. I'd like to share a milkshake with you in Austin.
All right. If you come down here, we will share a milkshake.
Okay.
With a strawberry milkshake together. Let's go ahead and take two more calls, and we'll let you go. I appreciate your time. This is a ridiculous debate, folks. We'll get him in person down here. We'll waterboard him. That's what patriots do. We'll get the answers. I'm joking.
Just waterboard people? What?
It's a joke. I don't support waterboarding, even though Dick Cheney said, you know, I'm a big fan of Dick Cheney, though.
I'm so shocked.
I'm joking. All right, let's go ahead and talk to... let's go ahead and talk to Patrick and then Kevin, and then that's it. I'll have to get to Clinton and others because we've got to go here. Our guest has got to go. We're holding him over. Patrick, you're on the air with Bel Air.
Yes, hello. Mr. Air, just curious. Yes. There's a lot of this discussion going back and forth, and it's just I constantly hear the same thing coming out of your mouth as I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not familiar. I don't know. I guess my question is, what is it that you do know? And obviously it should be education, but I question that because you look at the current state of our educational system, it's absolutely just blasphemously ignorant and disgusting. Is that something that you advocate as being appropriate? or do you find there's a better model than what this public system is doing to demolish the brains of these young children?
Well, I very much have been a person who's opposed the status quo in education, where I think we could start in a lot of different places. We could start, but one of the things is public education very much serves the people who are privileged. So you go to a city like Winnetka, north of Chicago, those kids get a great education. Go to Chicago, those kids get a rotten education. Why? Because the education for the people who are pulling the strings is an education for initiative, courage, imagination, and entrepreneurship. The education the kids in Chicago get is about obedience and conformity.
Well, that's true, but shouldn't people in Chicago themselves change that? To say some small, wealthy town shouldn't use its own money for its kids is just fundamentally theft.
Alex, you asked the question, and the answer I'll give you is yes. Shouldn't the people in Chicago change it? Yes.
There you go. So, I mean, I want people to do good. And, I mean, certainly there's inequity, but there will always be, in any attempt to change it by just taking money, creates a new evil. Patrick?
You know, again, I never said anything about taking money. Here's what I would say. In a democracy, whatever the most privileged and wisest parents have for their children should be the baseline of what we want for all children.
But we're not a democracy. We're a republic. We can't have two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Well, the fact is that we want all kids, I want all kids to get a decent education, and a decent education is not an education for obedience and conformity.
Do you like Common Core?
No, I do not like Common Core, and the hugest thing that's hideous about Common Core is it goes along with the corporate reform agenda of reducing education to a simple-minded score on a standardized test.
Well, I agree with you, because
more testing, that is an anathema to education.
Well, yeah, the left defends it all day, but you're actually right. Bill and Melinda Gates came up with it as a brainwashing system. It is a corporatist thing, and the right wing can't square that their precious corporations want a bunch of dumb zombies.
Wait a minute. When you say the left supports it, who are you talking about? I think you've got some magical mindset somewhere. Am I the left? I don't support it. So who's the left that you're referring to that loves Common Core?
The mainline Democrats that can't tie their shoelaces and think that Martin Luther King is an astronaut.
But I just said to you, I thought that leading Democrats are idiots, and they're like leading Republicans. In fact, we have one political party in this country in charge. It's called the Repulsocrats.
The Repulsocrats. All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us.
I'm late. But thank you for talking to me, and I hope to talk to you in Austin someday.
If you come down to Austin, we'll host you in studio. Okay. And even though it's evil and capitalist, we'd pay for your hotel room and the strawberry milkshakes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with paying for the hotel room. We'll talk again.
We'll put some vodka in the milkshake.
I have no idea.
We'll get you drunk, the truth serum. What is that in Latin that wine makes you tell the truth?
I have no idea.
You want to have a drinking contest and sell tickets?
No, I don't drink, but thanks. Anyway.
Me neither. Vino Veritas. Okay. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Well, that's the hardcore commie trying to charm us. And, oh, I don't know this. Oh, I don't know that. I'm sorry I didn't get to Kevin, Clint, Alan, and others. And I've really not even plugged anything. I've got something really exciting to announce. We have the super high-quality nutraceutical-grade DNA Force Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. That's a low price for the value. It's about $10 less than the leading competitor. It's the same silver you have at Whole Foods. Just we private label it from the same company, and it's about $5 to $10 cheaper depending on what sale they have. But some of our stuff is higher end because it's so expensive to get some of these compounds. So I said, I want to come out with an entire line of discount but high-quality, organic, concentrated, but known ancient defense, that's my term, type things that are known staples that work, that are purified, that are strong at the lowest price anywhere. The leading competitor that's basically almost the same formula is $35. It's basically even, I'm going to just be honest with folks, it's made at the same major respected factory, laboratory. Our formula is a little bit different. Ours is $14.95. It's ancient defense. We did a limited run. It was popular. A big run just came in, and I'm going to run this special for 2 weeks because of the flu and all the bacteria and viruses that are out there. This is what I'm taking. My children are taking. By the grace of God, we haven't got sick or gotten the flu yet in the last 3 months taking this. Ancient defense is now available.
It's normally $19.95. That's massively discounted. 25% off, $14.95. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We don't get our money like commies from the government. We get it from you buying the products. Get it right now. InfoWarsLife.com. It's an incredible deal.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailability available coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.